You know, there's one AC unit that's supposed to, it's like a window unit thing. I don't know if you've ever drove past there, but they're all sticking outside, which does not cool the whole apartment. And so, like, the windows, they're not actually secured in. So the air is all going out. So what I ended up having to do was spray foam around the edges. So it's actually a fire hazard because you can't open the windows after that. So, you know, I asked him about that. He said that he was going to fix it. He never did. So I just ended up, like I said, doing the spray foam. Then there's like a pretty bad mice infestation there as well.
Did you want any sugar?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. You have to have traps all throughout the house. And it made it worse because so our toilet had to be replaced, okay? Like it like literally regurgitated everything and it filled up the whole apartment. I have pictures of it. So whenever they went to replace the toilet, they put a hole into the wall that's behind the toilet. So it made it to where more critters, mice, you know, were coming through the apartment. Said he was going to fix that. He never did. So at one point there, you know, like I was laying in bed and I was like, looking up because I was like, I know I'm not tripping right now. I thought water was dripping on me. So I look up and like the whole ceiling is like, I mean, huge water marks. Somebody upstairs had let their bathtub like I said, overflowed or whatever. And so it was leaking down into the apartment. It went from our bedroom to the living room and it was just like we had to move literally all the furniture. Like, I mean, there's no use in going down there and complaining. I mean, which we did anyways. We even put on, there is a app for like, if you want to pay your rent, if you need to make a complaint, you know, I did that just to go through the channels. The other issue was if you have too many things plugged in at one time, the whole apartment goes black. Like it blows the fuses in the box.
Yeah, they're not much on their website.
Usually, like, you can't.
Okay. Yeah, you can't do that.
No, you have to. No, just the apartment. So, I don't know if it. We didn't go out there to see, like, I mean, I would call Warren and tell him, hey, the fuse blew, you know, and he would come up there and bring another one. So, the oven works about maybe 60% of the time. The mold is like throughout, if you walk through the hallways and stuff, just from where there's so much. Okay, so if you were to walk into the entrance of Franklin Arms and you look up, I don't know if they've replaced it or not, but it was literally just like downpouring into the lobby. So, and you could see that the mold was, you know, coming around it from where it was just, it's not being repaired the way it's supposed to be repaired. You guys are just going up there and, you know, putting a Band-Aid over it and saying y'all did something. Now, I don't know if it's, I want to believe that the property manager, you know, Ronald and Warren, maybe you guys just aren't being given the resources to fix these things by the owners. I don't know how all that works. But I called the city several times, had them come out and do it, you know, and yeah. I've made several different complaints, so what they wanted to do, you know, because I kept record of all that, and they have to be called out, I guess, so many times. And then at a certain point when the property manager is continuing not to fix these things, then they get fined, I guess. But you supposedly can withhold your rent until these things are taken care of. But the issue is, you know, going down there and trying to have any kind of conversation with them about fixing these things, you know, all they want to talk about is, why haven't you paid your rent? You know, and then it just became, we were worried about not paying the rent and then maybe us not being able to, I don't know, we were just worried. We were not versed in anything like that, like any kind of going to court, making a claim, anything like that. So I'm slowly losing my mind, and basically what was happening, like, I'm literally on a daily basis, we'll give it some grace and say every other day, okay? I am calling the cops every time I see somebody, because you don't live here, you don't work here, and you continuously, you know, you're making comments that shouldn't be made to an underage child, and you're selling drugs in front of an apartment that I live in. I don't want, like, you know, I don't think that if I pay $850 a month, why aren't you guys doing something about this? Why is this not an issue? But we could walk out our front door, and I mean, because this wasn't just this one person. He let them just be in there. It was homeless people. The property managers, I'm assuming, because why else? That's who's, I would think, would be saying, hey, you guys need to, you know, go somewhere. You know, you need to get off the property, right? So, I mean, you could walk out of your front door and you see somebody passed out in the hallway that's literally urinated on themselves. They're like, you know, got their beer or whatever. People smoking crack in the stairwells.